You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Hello and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH and 96.5 TIC. It's time for our annual Thanksgiving conversation with Jason Jacobowski, President and CEO of Connecticut Food Share. He's been in the news a lot, and we've got a lot of things to talk about this year. Jason, good to have you back on.
Morgan, always great to be on the show here with you.
Well, let's start off by talking about Thanksgiving. There are a number of things that I think we'll end up talking about and discussing. Yeah. But let's just talk about Thanksgiving 2025. What's on your mind as we get ready for the holiday this year?
Well, this Thanksgiving is definitely unlike probably any of the others in my 8 years here at Connecticut Food Share, including during COVID. You know, usually we start around, you know, the end of October, gearing up towards Thanksgiving and figuring out how we're going to collect, 40,000 Thanksgiving meals and distribute 40,000 Thanksgiving meals. And, you know, it's a real team effort going into it. But, you know, as you know, it's been really different this year. Thanksgiving has kind of taken a backseat to addressing the SNAP crisis and the federal government shutdown. Now that that's over, now that, you know, Governor Lamont announced that, you know, people have their SNAP dollars fully funded for the month of November, now that the government shutdown is officially over, we are able to transition to Thanksgiving, but it's definitely a scramble. It's definitely more of a scramble than it has been in the past. We are still prepared to do our drives at different points across the state. We'll be outside a lot of different Stop and Shops and other venues collecting turkeys. We will still have Bank of America Turkey Tuesday this upcoming Tuesday. The governor's going to come out to our place, donate a couple turkeys. Bank of America's making a sizable donation. So we will still collect and distribute 40,000 Thanksgiving meals. But I got to tell you, this year's definitely a lot different than the others.
All right, well, let's start here. I remember when I was a kid, and I say this to you every year, it was turkey at a 20. Is there any particular ask or slogan this time around?
I think inflation probably caught up with us, and I know it was, you know, turkey in a 10, turkey in a 20, turkey in a 30. I think we did turkey in a 40 a couple of years, and I think at this point we've recognized, you know, what we're asking, you know, our slogan this time around is Thanksgiving for All. We're asking people to make, you know, monetary donations or to donate a physical turkey or a virtual turkey if they want to make a donation online, and we'll buy the turkey, but helping us help 40,000 families have a better Thanksgiving. I think one of the things that everything that's happened over these last couple of weeks and last couple of months has also put a spotlight on, though, is the fact that, you know, we have to remember Thanksgiving is just one meal. It's an important meal. It's a great meal. It's a great time to be with family and friends and loved ones. But we're hoping that people will, you know, give us a frozen turkey to help somebody have a good Thanksgiving, but also make a monetary donation to us to allow us to do what we do throughout the entire year. Because while the Thanksgiving is important, there's people that are hungry 364 other days a year too. And I think that's our ask for people is, you know, a turkey is great, but also a monetary donation to help us do our job throughout the rest of the year.
So that monetary donation, Jason, you know, whether it's back in my day when it's 10 or 20 or more recently the 40 or whatever somebody can give, whatever someone can give, in this day and age, what do you guys need to operate with donation-wise to fulfill your mission 365 days a year, including on Thanksgiving?
No, that's a great question. We need to raise $23 million this year, and basically every year. Obviously, it goes up a little bit every year because of inflation, but we need to raise $23 million from people and from individuals and from corporations and philanthropic organizations across the state of Connecticut. Obviously, we have the entire year to do that, but you know, as you and I have talked about before, we're one of those organizations where, you know, 60% of our revenue comes in during the months of November and December. People think about us during the holidays, which is great, which is wonderful. But, you know, obviously we're distributing food 12 months out of the year. So we have to raise enough money during the holidays to be able to get us to be able to do our work throughout the entire year. So yeah, I mean, this year we have until June 30th to raise $23 million, but we know that Thanksgiving and then obviously December are the two biggest months in terms of making those donations.
As far as those donations are concerned, Jason, with Food Share this year, your team has been bailing out folks more than usual this year because of, for example, the disruptions in SNAP benefits because of the shutdown that we just went through from October 1 until the other day. So
yeah.
Has that impacted your operations much?
Definitely. We have absolutely been able to, we have absolutely had to purchase more food. We've had to distribute more food. When the shutdown first happened at the beginning of October, one of the first things our board did was they authorized an extra $1 million so that we could go out and buy food, you know, for the TSA agents who were not being paid up at Bradley and Tweed New Haven airports, so that we could buy more food for our mobile sites and our local pantries. So, you know, I mean, it's just one small example, but it's $1 million off budget just to handle the month of October. The state has definitely been very helpful in terms of giving us some dollars to buy more food specifically for the government shutdown. But it doesn't change the fact that, you know, we've seen an 11% increase in food insecurity across the state year over year to begin with. So we're spending more than we have in the past on food. It's also, you know, inflation and cost of living has an impact. You know, we have 120 employees. We have, 20 trucks. They all run on diesel fuel. We talk a lot about, you know, how we get about buying and acquiring food. We don't talk often enough about the other 50% of the equation, which is the distribution of the food. So we have a very large facility. We have walk-in coolers, freezers. We have those trucks. We have truck drivers. Again, we have to put fuel. We have maintenance. Getting the food is important. Getting the food is necessary. But the other half of the game is getting that food out to 600 pantries and 110 mobile sites. And that's what people are donating towards, not just the food itself. It's how do we get the food out to the people in need.
I'm Morgan Cunningham, and he is Jason Jacobowski from Connecticut Food Share. It's Face Connecticut. We're talking about Thanksgiving 2025. All of those financial needs that you guys have, is it going to be hard to pull off Thanksgiving this year for Food Share?
I say every year, we have a great team, and we have amazing volunteers, and the people in the state of Connecticut always step up to the plate. I'm always confident that people are going to be able to make the donations that are necessary, that people are going to come out. If you talk to me a week from now and we're suddenly behind the eight ball and the donations and the number of turkeys aren't where they are, we're going to have some decisions to make, unfortunately. But like I said, I'm always bullish on the people of Connecticut. I mean, this is really, it's the one time a year where we really see all the people of Connecticut come together and step up to the plate. whether it's a frozen turkey, whether it's some sides, or whether it's a monetary donation, you know, I'll have a better idea for you in a week in terms of where we're going to be, but I'll bet on the people of Connecticut any day.
I'm sure we'll get an update in the news at some point, Jason, as we get closer to Thanksgiving from you. And we'll talk a little bit more about
the hourly updates for you, Morgan, if you want during the week.
Okay. We could do that too. We might need to.
We got to hit our number, but no, I'm bullish on the people of Connecticut.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the mechanics of how FoodShare distributes those Thanksgiving meals in just a little bit. I wanted to ask you, Jason, though, to take a moment. We'll do this again later in the program as well, to run down what you guys have coming up this coming week if somebody does want to help FoodShare in their Thanksgiving for All goal this year.
Absolutely. If somebody wants to help, they can go to ctfoodshare.org. They could sign up to volunteer. They could sign up to make a monetary donation. They can find out where to drop off turkeys at different spots across the state of Connecticut. If they don't feel like lugging a big 20-pound frozen turkey around, they can donate a virtual turkey by making a monetary donation, and we'll go pick up the turkey for them. So, like I said, you know, we've got, you know, all the information's on there about Bank of America Turkey Tuesday. The annual Jack Bannon Turkey Trot is on Wednesday in the Farmington Valley area. And you know, we have events throughout the entire state, throughout the entire week, right through Sunday, next Sunday, in which we'll be collecting turkeys at West Hartford Town Hall as a part of the Miali Group's annual Thanksgiving turkey drive. So ctfoodshare.org is where you can go. We list everything there.
Let's talk a little bit about how it actually works. So you've now either received and collected the turkeys, or you've ordered them, as you've indicated, through the virtual program.
Yep.
You have cash on hand to help out as necessary. Now what? This is the distribution. How does that work?
Yeah, I'm looking down at our warehouse right now. I mean, it's busy down there. I mean, it's busy. We have some temporary staff that we have to bring on. We had to rent some additional trucks and some additional storage space. You know, the turkeys come in house here. They stay in our very large, you know, freezer. And then we have 600 pantries across the state. Those pantries have all asked for a certain amount of turkeys, have been allotted a certain amount of turkeys. And so what our staff's going to be doing over the next week is, you know, packaging those turkeys. You know, say, you know, a certain pantry needs 100 turkeys. So we put the 100 turkeys together, we put some sides in there, they send a truck or we deliver, and those turkeys go out the door. All of the turkeys and all of the Thanksgiving meals need to be out of our door by the Tuesday before Thanksgiving so that the pantries can distribute them to individuals and they've got enough time to thaw the turkey. I mean, you know, as I think we've all probably learned, unfortunately, you can't take a frozen turkey out of the freezer on Thanksgiving morning and expect to eat it later in the day.
Right, right. And these meals, by the way, are not pre-cooked. You guys are just giving the food.
They're not pre-cooked.
Right.
Correct. They are not. We are not licensed to prepare food here. You will get, you know, families get, you know, get frozen turkey, some sides, some of the local pantries, maybe some are collecting pies and doing other things. But yeah, we're basically in the turkey business. I will say there are some smaller families, some senior citizens that prefer a little chicken because the turkey is just too much, and obviously if that's their preference, that's what we'll give them. But it's important for people who are in need of a Thanksgiving meal to contact their local pantries. You know, we don't distribute the turkeys directly from this building. We give them out to the local pantries, and they do the distribution to individuals.
Don't show up in Wallingford and Bridgeport.
Yeah, no, we're not in a position. We don't do food distributions here. We do food distributions through our 600 pantries and through 110 different mobile sites across the state.
Is it too early for people to reach out to their pantries, or is this the time they need to do
it? No, absolutely. No, they should absolutely be talking to their local pantries. They should 100%. This is definitely time. In fact, I would even go a step further. Do not wait until the Tuesday before Thanksgiving to say, "Hey, I need a Thanksgiving turkey," because they go fast and they're going to be gone.
Can you talk a little bit about prices this year? I remember 2 years ago, the hot issue was inflation. And this year we had the shutdown that impacted things. But I'm curious about prices after that high point that things got to a few years ago.
Yeah, they kind of last year, the turkey prices kind of came back down to what I would say back down to earth a bit. And this year, you know, everything that we, you know, talking to our grocery partners, I mean, we're not expecting there to be a major blip on the radar. I mean, I think most outlets, most grocery stores are, you know, they're back to what I would call a quote unquote, you know, normal or reasonable price. And that helps us because there's a lot of people that go to these different grocery stores and they buy themselves a turkey, but they'll also buy us a turkey and donate it to us. So, obviously, we want turkeys to be affordable. Obviously, we want people to be able to buy one for not just themselves, but for us as well. But we don't – there is not a semi-crisis like there was 2 years ago. I remember what you're talking – 2 years ago, it was rough. They were very expensive, but it seems to be pretty reasonable right now.
Any impact from bird flu, anything like that?
We haven't heard any of that. All the turkeys that we've ordered have come in that we've purchased so far. You know, the proof is in the pudding, so we'll see, you know, what the turkey drives look like outside the stores next week. But we haven't heard anything about there being a major impact because of bird flu or anything like that. And knock on wood, I hope that's correct. I hope that it turns out to be that way.
I'm drawing on a conversation that we had previously related to this. As soon as this ends, you start planning for next year. I want people to realize that.
Yeah, it's kind of the running joke here is, you know, when do we start talking about Thanksgiving 2026? And it really effort. I mean, we are.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Thinking about it all the time, we have a turkey team on the inside here focused on Thanksgiving that we start talking. We'll start talking in early 2026 about Thanksgiving. The reason it's such a large endeavor for us is because we're still doing our regular jobs on top of it. We're still doing regular deliveries to the mobiles, to the local pantries. It's basically, you know, for 2 weeks, it's an added operation on top of what we already do. So it's not like we can put everything else aside and say, okay, we're going to stop our normal operations and just focus on turkeys and Thanksgiving for 2 weeks. So I think that's one of the points that people don't always understand is that it's 2 weeks of work in addition to our regularly scheduled programming.
How do you guys organize that effort?
We got a great team here. Like I said, we have a team turkey. We have folks that lead up team turkey. It's a great collaboration between our operation folks, our logistics folks, our fundraising, our media communications people. And, you know, it's a cross-departmental team that talks about the intricacies of all of these different things. The Thanksgiving piece doesn't work if we don't have media partners like all of you at WTIC getting the word out to people. It also doesn't work if we don't have, you know, enough storage space, or if we haven't allocated the right number of turkeys to the right number of agencies. So it really is like the one time of year it's all hands on deck. Everybody is working towards this one central goal of getting these turkeys out the door by the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Jason Jacobowski of Connecticut Food Share. I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's Face Connecticut. I'd like to go back to the delivery component here for a moment, Jason. There are some quarters of Connecticut that are hard to get to, some parts of Litchfield County, Windham County. You know, that's kind of a far cry from Wallingford or Bridgeport, where your distribution centers are. So strategically, when you load up one of those trucks, it's full of turkeys and all the other goodies that you're bringing to the pantries. How do you organize it so that things, you know, don't spoil on the truck, that you hit up multiple locations when you're going to Thompson or Salisbury, Lakeville?
Yeah, and you just hit the nail on the head. The northwest corner, northeast corner of the state are obviously the two hardest parts of the state to get to. They're the most off the highway. Our trucks are refrigerated, first of all. So, I mean, we're able to maintain a standard temperature in our trucks. The ones that we use for mobile pantries are old refrigerated beverage trucks. So, you know, it is able to, even on a 150 degree day, it is able to keep the produce and meat and other products like that fresh. So that is one piece. But it's also, you know, it's like one big puzzle. We have to deliver to 600 pantries. We have 20 trucks. You know, knowing how much we're delivering, you know, we have a great logistics team in our transportation division that, you knows, okay, today we're delivering out to this area. So, you know, we're probably not out in Litchfield County every single day, but we're probably there once a week doing all of those deliveries. We try to be as efficient as we can be with donor dollars. So, you know, one day a truck may be going out somewhere else or some part of the state. You know, we don't have somebody delivering in Greenwich and then Thompson on the same day. I mean, that would be an inefficient use of our resources. So we plan ahead of time. We plan in many cases weeks ahead of time. If you go down into our transportation office, you see calendars and charts and stuff. They're terrific in terms of how they do that. We just wouldn't be able to do it if it wasn't for that puzzle making or puzzle solving type of mentality.
And logistically, you're saying here, Jason, that there is this need in all 169 cities and towns in Connecticut.
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the biggest misnomers of what we do, a lot of people say, oh, you know, you guys distribute food in New Haven and Bridgeport and Hartford. Yeah, obviously we do. We also distribute food in Avon and Simsbury and Farmington and in Cornwall and Sprague and Union. Whether it's a big city, whether it's an affluent suburb, whether it is a small rural town with not a lot of people in it, there's at least one family in all 169 towns in the state of Connecticut. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people just don't understand.
We've got about 2-3 minutes left, Jason. And I'd like to ask you again, people who are interested in donating to the Food Share mission this year, Thanksgiving for All 2025, what would you tell them? What can they check out? How can they donate? How can they help?
I would tell them to go to our website. They can either sign up to volunteer, they can make a monetary donation. You know, every dollar that gets contributed to us, we usually can turn into two meals. I always tell people too, you know, if you took a dollar and went to the store, you could buy a can of soup. If you gave us a dollar, we could buy 20 cans of soup because we're buying it by the trailer load. So you can definitely make a monetary donation. You can also find out where, if you want to go buy a frozen turkey, where and when you can drop those off in this coming week, either here at our Wallingford headquarters, you know, Bridgeport, or again, a myriad of places across the state. We're going to be outside of a lot of different grocery stores. We've got a lot of events like the Bank of America Turkey Tuesday and like the Jack Band and Turkey Trot. All that information is on there. You can go out and you can buy a frozen turkey and go to one of those places. But ctfoodshare.org has all of the information on it. And, you know, we're just appreciative. We're appreciative to everything that anybody is able to do for us. We have some people that donate 10 cents. We have some people that donate $10,000. It all makes a difference for us here at Connecticut Food Share.
Any final thoughts, Jason, on the holiday this year, the challenges recently? You know, a lot of people might be down in the dumps. Any optimism?
Yeah, I try to always be optimistic, especially at Thanksgiving time. Like I said at the beginning of the interview, Morgan, this year has been tough. It really has. It's been tough for our staff. It's been tough for volunteers. Most importantly, it's been tough for people on SNAP who have gone the last couple of weeks not knowing whether they're going to have money on their accounts to be able to pay for food. So that's first and foremost in our minds. But we have a great team, and we're going to do everything we can in order to help, at least 40,000 families here in Connecticut have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving for All. It is the 2025 Connecticut Food Share campaign. And definitely what a 2-month period we've been through with the shutdown and lots of concerns among people who may be food insecure. And here comes Food Share. They are still working on the Thanksgiving effort, even after all of that. They're not faltering in that goal. And I appreciate your time talking with us on Face Connecticut. Jason, we'll do it again next year. What do you say?
Hopefully it's a little calmer next year, but always great talking to you, Morgan, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, Jason, and we'll do it again sometime soon.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.